We are currently in Tunisia. We've arrived yesterday and today. Everyone, the entire South African delegation, there's 9 or 10 of us, and we should be leaving in the next couple of days. We're not exactly sure of the exact date, but around the 4th. I think we all have our different personal reasons, but overall, we've been watching for the past 2 years as Israel has killed, maimed, and starved a population of 2 million people, destroyed everything that they have, destroyed almost every single building in Gaza, destroyed all the infrastructure, the hospitals, schools are all destroyed, and the people of Gaza have all but been destroyed, and they're still trying to survive. And we've been protest. Many of us have been protesting for the past 2 years, have been writing letters, writing op-eds, doing whatever we can to try and pressure governments to stop Israel, stop allowing Israel to do what it's been doing. And it's the success of that has been limited. We, been able to put pressure on Israel, but we haven't been able to stop the war. So for many of us, I think we decided we need to do something else. We need to take more drastic action to make sure that the people of Gaza can be fed, because right now Israel is blockading Gaza and not allowing almost any food in. People and children there are starving. And so we decided, how about we bring humanitarian aid straight to Gaza? Gaza is under occupation. Israel has no right to put a blockade on Gaza. It's completely illegal under international law, and we have the right to enter Gaza to provide them with that aid under international law. So we are attempting to break Israel's blockade by sending dozens of ships with humanitarian activists on it to bring that aid to Gaza. And I think it's about time we take that kind of direct action to ensure, 2 million people aren't starved to death. So we have a 9-person delegation plus one or two other people who are part of other delegations going on other passports, and we are, all very different types of people. We're a very diverse group. Some of us are Christian, some of us are Muslim, some of us are Jewish. I'm Jewish, and then some of us are not religious at all. And we've all joined together under the same banner and with the same goal in mind. We have different types of people. I'm an academic, whereas we have writers in the group as well. A well-known author, named Zukiswa Wenner. We also have Mandla Mandela, who's part of our delegation, the grandson of Nelson Mandela. So we're here on a humanitarian mission. It's a completely nonviolent active human support for other human beings, right? We're just going to sail right there, and if the Israel decides to act illegally and block us, it's their choice. But in doing so, they will be breaking international law and making themselves a pariah in the international community, because millions, in fact billions of people, the majority of the world, support the people of Palestine. It's only a few governments that are against the people of Palestine and who support what Israel is doing. And even if they do block us and abduct us and take us into Israel and hold us in detention there, it will expose them for who they really are. The aid going into Gaza right now is negligible. It's almost nothing. It's not enough for people to survive. People are still starving every day. You see pictures even today of children whose limbs have no meat on them. They look like the children of the Holocaust, and I don't say that lightly as a Jew myself. So the all the media attention around the little bits of aid and the airdrops of aid that are going in is really, to distract attention from the fact that there's thousands of trucks sitting at the border waiting for permission to go in to feed the people of Gaza. And I should say something about the airdrops, because the airdrops are really a misleading approach to addressing this issue. One airdrop does not even account for even a quarter of a truck of aid that can go through by land, but it's something like 10 to 20 times more expensive. So it makes no sense to airdrop aid at all. In total, all the airdropped aid that has been coming in the past couple of weeks only accounts for a couple of trucks of aid. And whereas you need hundreds of trucks every single day to make sure that the people of Gaza are fed, because we're talking about two million people. And the airdrops are just the kind of way to make it look like you're helping when you're actually providing very little help at all. UNRWA is a United Nations agency that's tasked by the world's nations to help ensure that the Palestinian people who are refugees get their basic needs supported and get fed. They've been doing this for decades, and they are well equipped to provide aid to the people of Gaza, and they've been doing an amazing job throughout this time. Israel does not support them because Israel wants to control access to aid themselves. They want to make sure that they can prevent certain people they don't like from getting aid and only give aid to other people. So they set up this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Ostensibly, it's a U.S. NGO, but it's really controlled by Israel, but because its board members are accountable to Israel. And this so-called Humanitarian Foundation has been set up to basically ensure that only people who listen to what Israel's directives are in the war can get fed. But at the same time, this Humanitarian Foundation is allowing for not just the politicization of this aid, but also the killing of people who are seeking the aid. So as people are forced to come to these aid sites in these war zones, they're being shot at by the Israeli army and killed. There's been over 1,000 people who have been killed just trying to come and get aid. So these are not solutions. They're actually a way for Israel to make it seem like they're providing aid when they're actually hurting the people of Gaza more. And they're also illegal under international law. Under international law, Israel is required to allow international agencies like the UN to provide aid. And this is part of Israel's way of creating a genocide, but also allowing for there to be a doubt of genocide, because they can say, oh, look, we're providing some aid, when it's really a farce what they're doing. This is, I think, a historic mission. You know, over 40 boats, the largest humanitarian mission by citizens ever to Gaza. And, you know, we are doing it to break the siege, to break Israel's illegal blockade on Gaza. We hope to get to Gaza. We understand that Israel does not want to let us go to Gaza, and they're likely to intercept us. But we hope that even if they do intercept us, it will expose what Israel is doing to the world and help us put more pressure on other governments to intervene and stop this madness, because it's gone on too long and it cannot continue. You know, as someone who's Jewish, you know, we're always taught that never again should we allow a Holocaust, a genocide to happen. But we're not only supposed to do that for ourselves as Jews. We're supposed to do that for everyone. And so we say never again for anyone, and including the Palestinian people.